I'm a little bit sick, to be honest. Not like a COVID, not going to need a RAT test. I'm a little bit... just frustrated at something I thought was my friend. Oh, it's the best. You can sit your kids down in front of it and walk off and do whatever you like and then come back when they're needed. Bluey is a great little kids' TV show. Fantastic Australian production. And I thought it was a great thing until I heard my daughter say something the other day when we were at Bunnings. Isla, what are we looking at out here?
Plants.
What were you calling them before?
Plants.
And why did you call them that?
Because Bluey does that on Bluey.
So it's Bluey's fault you say plants.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. Love the show. But you're going to teach my child to say plants?
Bingo, will you swap some of my plants for your pizza flipper? No thanks.
My plants! What are you doing?
No, what are you doing, Bluey? You're alienating your South Australian audience. It's plants. But we have had to correct the pronunciation. It's weird telling your kid, no, say plants. It's not an issue anywhere else in Australia. But here in South Australia, oh no, we must say plants. But don't worry, there's going to be plenty of trips to the plant shop. Plenty of opportunities for her to remember it for us as we get into spring and start getting the backyard underway. But have you ever had to correct someone's pronunciation? What was it? Oh, was it pronunciation? It's not pronunciation, it's pronunciation. Thank you, Julia Gillard. What was it? What was the word? How were they saying it? What have you corrected them to? Let us know. Power FMSA on Facebook or jump on the Instagram story. Steph got in touch, said her daughter calls an elbow an oboe, which is very cute. And aioli is kaoli. It's very hard with kids when it's like cute, so you don't really want to correct them. We had this one from Kimberly. When her son was a toddler, he would scream at the TV, Oh, what? Oh, he was trying to say Paw Patrol. That was a pretty quick turnaround in trying to get that pronunciation right. Lynn said her husband always says economy, economy. I almost can't say that way. Economy. That's anemone? Similarly? Oh, God. Oh, I'm going to get confused here. Bailey said her husband says avocado instead of avocado. That's very good. Angie has tagged in Rihanna on our Facebook page at Power FMSA, saying Craig. Crage, apparently. Is it Crage? Surely you're not saying that, are you, Rihanna? Maybe we should get her to do the imaging. It's Molly and Crage on Para Farm. Maybe? Rachel, her son calls watermelons water lemons. Which is just, this happens a lot with kids, right? It's very fun. But, you know, you have to get to a point where you go, okay, all right, no, it's actually this. But within your family, it makes for these great little memories. Michelle said, yes, this one is a classic at the bakery, pasty, when the Queensland customers come through and say pasty, couple of pasties. Do you wince as the person taking the order there? I absolutely would. It just doesn't sound right. Let's get on to Nikki, though. This is the one where we've been called out. Nikki is on the primate team at Monado Safari Park and has said, sorry to say, she's South Australian born. It's Lego, not Lego. Is it, though? I mean, we literally have a shop in South Australia on South Road in St Mary's called Lego with a Y, L-A-Y-G-O. You can't get more South Aussie than that. Around the world, Lego, but here in South Australia, Lego. I am very lucky at the moment I don't have to teach my daughter whether it's Lego or Lego, because she's still into Duplo.